Accession number 29070, Reel 6.
Johnson, Reel 6. You were saying you did 8 flights?
Yes. 8 operations. We mainly bombed the gun emplacements along the coast, which that was what was there for. After the, I saw all the ships come across. It was an incredible sight. Really was. And I also saw we had 200 miles of towed aircraft towing gliders came down the east side, and we had to go back up the west side. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I saw all those come down, and then I also saw the wheel that ran the pipeline across. There was it. Incredible sight. And the Navy and the ships. And then, of course, I saw fellas landing and getting killed too. Very much so. Anyway, we did that. A little incident at the end of it all, we stopped and were given 48 hours off. At that time, I was courting my wife. So I thought, I'll go to Leeds. I'm going to see her, which I did. I got there. I said, let's go to the pictures. She said, I'll put my face on, and went upstairs. And the next thing I knew, I woke up the next day at 12 o'clock. Her father had put me to bed. I dropped asleep in the chair waiting for her. Mm. And the wakey-wakey pills I'd finished. Oh. And I went... So she never saw the film, and she's always told me it's about time we saw that film, but we never did. Anyway, after that, I did some more ops. I did that one. I think I did 3 after that. I went to Caen, which is outside. We bombed that.
Now, can we go back to the coastal gun emplacements? Do you know where they were, the ones you were bombing?
Not exactly, but where they were in front of the army, or at least the landing. The fighter bombers had done a lot of them, but we took some heavies and some very heavy bombs for the deep set.
Yes.
There were some deep set guns there, tried to knock them out. I believe the ones that we attacked, 78 Squadron, were very upset because there was one going at the end.
Oh.
But we'd done a lot of damage.
What sort of altitude were you
attacking? Oh, we were down fairly down, because there was very little defence, air defence. There was no fighters.
Mm.
I think possibly 8,000, 10,000 and even below.
What sort of bombs were you dropping? Did you know what bombs?
Oh, we were percussion. I mean, high explosive.
Yes.
Deep penetration things. Some of them.
Right.
There's special bombs for those, to go through this concrete emplacement. Mm-hmm. If you could hit them.
Yes. I was going to ask. You know, what? Presumably, these are quite small targets.
Oh yes, yes.
It's a precision bombing.
Yes.
Role, isn't it?
They were. Their bomb aim had to be pretty good.
Mm.
Yes. But by that time, I think we were very brilliant. Our scientists had developed a G and H2S and that sort of thing, which gave the bomb aimers very much more confidence to hit targets. They were good.
Mm.
There's no doubt about that.
Mm. And did you get flak coming up from these?
Very little, because they'd flattened it. There was flak, but that was further back, right where Kahn was and that sort of thing. The Germans had got their portable Akak stuff that they'd brought in pretty quickly. But Kahn itself was a difficult place. I think we helped the army to overrun it eventually.
Do you remember when it was that you attacked Kahn?
Pardon?
Do you remember when it was that you attacked Kahn? Was it
about... It, what date was it? VE Day? What date
June
did we
6th.
Invade?
June the 6th.
Pardon?
6th of June.
6th of June.
Yeah.
It will be about the 9th. 9th or 10th
of
June.
10th of June.
Yes.
Right. Why was Kahn difficult?
Because they've got half the dumb German army here this defending it. There was a very, very heavy defence there.
I mean, was it particularly difficult?
It was, on the way in.
Yes.
It was one of the main places to get into France, so forth. And so the Germans had backed it.
Was it particularly difficult for you to bomb?
Oh, no.
Okay. And you did 8 flights on D-Day, or 2 nights, 1 day, so 8 flights. Were all the raids on coastal guns, or were you attacking other targets as well?
No, after that we attacked. In fact, on one raid, we did one operation we did, not so much raid, we supported the Canadians. We bombed the Germans in front of the Canadians.
Ah.
In fact, actually, there was a nasty bit of happening there that we were supposed to go in at a time at a day, and the damn Canadians had moved up and they shouldn't have done, and we actually bombed them. Not completely bombed them, but we did drop bombs on them because it was their fault they moved up. On that raid, I always remember we got coned by 3 light Akak guns, one in the corner of each of a field, and we were getting peppered. A Mustang came along and he said, and went down and he took 2 guns out with one run across, and then he came back and took the other one, and he came up alongside us and went and had a good grin and off he went, but he knocked the Akak out. But we did that, and I went to Arnhem. We supplied Arnhem. We dropped supplies there for the lads who were down at Arnhem. Nothing really. We just went in as a supply to the fellas.
Was there any opposition from the Germans at Arnhem?
No, not at that time. Very little. Didn't really see anything, no. But... the lads down below did. They were having a tough time, as you know, as it was recorded. Really, the ending was quite quiet, really, for me. As I say, my luck was in all the way. This is why I don't know what anybody wants to know anything about, because I didn't have much action, really. Not a lot.
I had a lot of flying time. Now, you mentioned...
About 560 hours.
Yes, that's a lot.
Operational time.
You mentioned having a loo on the aircraft. Where was that? What sort of
arrangement
did you have?
If you got shot up a bit and think you were going to have to bail out, they chucked that out first.
Oh, did they?
That was the first thing that used to go. And if it was full, all the better. It was halfway down. It's on the left-hand side. Not very far from the mid-upper, actually. I was lucky I could get out and go down. And while the shop was over there, of course the front crew was the engineer, the pilot, navigator, and the bomb aimer. They were more or less. The rest of us, we were just down the back.
Yeah. And you mentioned a rest bed. Now, what was that?
Oh, it was a piece of canvas on a frame, and if you were been injured too much, they put you on there and got the first aid out and tried to stick you up. Fortunately, we never used it. The only crew that I lost was not with us. When it came to be the end, I'd done 24 operations. The skipper had done 24, The rear gun had done 24. We were taken off operations, the four of us. One, two, three of us, sorry. Now, the rest of them had to find another crew. Oh. So they were split up. Now, the engineer, Bob Barron, he went with the crew. His last operation, coming back, they were asked him to go round again to land because there was a bit of a pile-up. And they crashed on the way round and they were all killed.
It was bad luck.
Outside, yeah. And it was his last trip. That's the only boy. He's in the Book of Remembrance in York. That's the only one that I knew of the crew. Mm. I knew plenty of others, but that was one that I personally knew from experience of flying 24 operations with him. Yes, Bob. He was a bit of a lad, was Bob. Scots boy. Mm. He liked the girls. We used to occasionally go into tour Leeds and, to have for a night out. Actually, as I say, I really finished off with the last beating up, when we got really beaten up, on the V2 side.
Yes. And you mentioned also having coffee to help you stay awake on long trips.
We were allowed to take a flask.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you take food with you as well?
No, with hardtack, yes. A bit of chocolate, hard biscuits.
Because if you were flying for 9 or 10 hours, that's a long time to go without food, isn't it?
We did use it, yes, if you felt like it. But funnily enough, I can't remember being, really hungry. Mm. I think the tenseness of everything took it away. You didn't think about it. Mm. What did happen, which was rather, we had an oxygen mask.
Yes.
And with breathing, you used to get an icicle. Oh. And if I was thirsty, I used to break it off and suck it. Horrible thought, I suppose, really. But it was better than trying to undo a flask.
Yes.
At the time.
You mentioned you did 8 operations in 2 nights and a day. It's very, very intense. What was the normal tempo of operations? Would you be flying every night or every other night during this last tour?
Of course, weather controlled that a lot. But, yes, I've done as much as 3 nights on the trot.
One after another?
Yeah, if I remember right. Trying to remember things correctly. Disappointed, it might sound silly, but there were disappointments of what you didn't do. A, I never went to Berlin. I would like to have done so, but that was one of the worst places to go to. Mm. And somebody asked me about, or chastised me publicly in a supermarket not so very long ago about Essen.
No.
Yes, not Essen.
Dresden?
That's right, Dresden. Yes.
And I'm afraid I was rather abrupt with the poor man. I don't know whether he was a German, actually. He might have been. But I just said, well, the only thing out of it is that I wish I'd have been there. And he said, what? I said, I wish I'd have gone. And he just turned around and he ran away from me. That was up at York. But that was the sort of thing. We got to such a pitch with ourselves that it didn't really matter where we went. As long as we went. I think the main object was that as soon as you did these operations, as soon as you were finished. And they were saying, I mean, it was terrible. The average crew did about 15, and then they were shot down or lost in some way or another. So, but as I say, you can read about it, and they say, we got to our 20th operation, and we were shot down, I became a prisoner of war, and things like that. I didn't experience that, except on one occasion in North Africa, which was very much different than what it says. It was daylight there. I dreaded going down in the North Sea. Mm. The North Sea, I used to say, oh, we're over it. But, no, I think being all young chaps, we were rather volatile, pitched up, we'll go.
Yeah. Why do you regret not going to Berlin then? Why that specifically?
It was one of these medal things, you know. We went to Berlin, we didn't. it was talked about in that manner. Mm. But they hated it. If it came up at briefing, the chaps used to draw in their breath because they know it was the worst place to go. Mm. You were liable to get hit.
Mm. Before you went to D-Day, before Normandy, the raids on Normandy, do you remember what you were told at the briefing about the invasion?
It was revealed to us there was going to be an invasion. Mm. And we went before the invasion, of course, mm. to try and soften up. And we were briefed onto these gun emplacements, really.
Yeah.
Along the stretch, particularly where the British were landing. The British did British. The Americans did American. The Americans didn't do too well. That's why their poor old army chaps were... in fact, they dropped their parachute buoys about 2 miles off the coast into the sea. And they lost an awful lot through drowning. They dropped them with full pack. And full pack was pretty heavy. Mm. There was never any... I've never read any explanation why they did that. You can only assume that they didn't want to go in, that's all. You know, the airplanes were... I don't know. It's not fair to say. They did a hell of a job, like everybody else did. Yes, we were briefed each trip, of course, on different target, on different guns along, and then we moved inwards, as I said. The daylight one was, we moved in, we went into, the boys had got, the army were in, and we went in to support them, and that was about it. But as I say, the very last trip I ever did was probably the worst one we had. We were knocked about a bit, yes.
When you were giving direct support to the army on the ground, was there a means of them signalling their position?
Oh, yes. We were briefed and the mapping of where they were and the village... Oh, I forget the name of the damn place now that the Canadians had got into. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to bomb the Germans in front of it, but the Canadians had broken out themselves and pushed forward. I believe it was about 10 miles they moved. Mm-hmm. And we bombed it, and we thought it was Germans underneath, but it wasn't. It was the Canadians.
Can you remember when it was you were briefed about the invasion? About how many days?
The dates.
Before
I'm afraid I can't remember the dates, but I would say it was something like 7 days after the invasion, because they'd got to get there. You know, the chaps had got there.
But before D-Day itself, how long before D-Day did you know about D-Day?
Oh, 48 hours.
48 hours.
I would say yes.
Yeah. I mean, did you have any idea before that there was going to be an invasion?
No. Yeah. No, it was very, very well kept. No, I never heard anything anyway, and I'm sure the squadron didn't. Well, the CO might have done. Or that sort of thing, but he didn't tell us.
No. And what about Arnhem? Can you remember what you were told about Arnhem?
About Arnhem?
Yes. What briefing you got for that?
No, we only went there. I think there was about 50 of us went with supplies. Mm. We took armament supplies and rations and dropped them very badly, I believe. they went the wrong way, I think. The wind took a lot off. But they'd had a bad time anyway. It was all due to the... That, I think it was a Canadian, actually. Canadian captain at a lunch had mentioned about Arnhem and what was going to happen, and it got back to the Germans. And it was... He was having lunch in a hotel in London. So you can tell how we had spies in this country who took it out. I understand that was it. Mm. But I also heard that a British army captain or major or officer was shot down or captured, and he had all the information on about Arnhem. So they knew from two sources. I did hear that. Whether that was true, I don't know. But I believe the truth of the information over at lunch was correct. But as far as the British fellow was concerned, he was captured, and I understand he actually had the all the information and where it was coming and everything. And that's why the Germans were there and stopped us going very severely.
What happened to you once you'd finished flying then? You flew your last mission and you'd done 24.
I was posted to Master Moore here as an instructor.
What were you instructing in gunnery?
What?
What were you instructing? Were you instructing in gunnery?
Oh, gunners.
Right.
They had gun. It was an OTU, really, operational training unit. We had five gunners on board when we crashed, and I was when you're coming into land at OTU, the instructor must be in the rear turret, and that was because. Previous to this, although I believe it was still going on, a German fighter could get in and attack you as you were landing, particularly in daylight. And so you had to have a gunner in the back, and it was the experienced gunner that went in there. I got trapped. They got out. What happened was the pilot missed the aerodrome and dropped himself on to another aircraft in a dispersal and made a mess of things. And I was in the rear turret. The five gunners were sitting up. It was a Halifax. Anyway, they had to come along and chop me out. I was trapped by my legs. And that finished me. I was in hospital, a couple of months?
Probably, yes.
And then I went to that college.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, is it North Allerton Hospital?
Loughborough.
Yes. For rehabilitation. Uh-huh. Taught me to walk again. I had quite a problem with this leg. Mm-hmm. Then I came back on crutches. By that time, they'd closed the OTU and moved over to Linton-on-Ouse. I went there and I was on crutches there. Had a big row with the CO, who was an absolute pig of a man.
What was the row about?
Ben?
What did you have a row about?
Well, he wanted to send me on parade on crutches. And the medical people said, no way. And I said, no way. And he said, you'll go. And I wouldn't go. In fact, I had such a row with him, I was in his office. And I said, can I use your phone? And he looked at me as though I'd mad. Anyway, I picked it up. And as it happened, I got hold of Heslington Hall, which was four group headquarters. And my cousin had just taken over command, a fellow named Group Captain Johnson. And he happened to be in his office, dead lucky. And I asked him if he'd get me a transfer. And he did. And I ended up at Full Sutton. I went to Derby on an instructing course for adjutant.
Right.
And I became assistant adjutant at Full Sutton. Mm. And that's where I was demobbed from.
Right. Now, when you were training the gunners at Marston Moor, before you had the accident, what sort of methods were you using? Were they the same methods that had been used for you?
Oh, yes.
Or were they different?
Pretty well a standard course. We did a lot of schoolwork, and learnt about the hydraulics, for one thing, of your guns and the turret. Gunnery was done a lot on the ground through to normal targets, mainly with just rifles for aiming possibilities. You went out to the North Sea and dropped smoke floats and used the turrets then. They were able to use the rear turret in particular, and the mid upper, but mainly rear. And that was about it, really.
Were these smoke floats on parachutes, or so you could engage them in air, or were they?
Well, they would float. You just dropped them anyway.
Oh, I see.
There was no parachute on them or anything like that. You dropped them in, and you could drop them into a section, probably half a dozen at a time, and try and shoot them down. If you could. I couldn't. But that was more or less. But it was more schoolroom work. Mm. It was more hydraulics. It was more familiarisation with the equipment, was as much as anything, because it was necessary. For instance, you even learnt that you would turn your turret round and fall out of it.
Yes.
If you were being, you know, had to bail out. Mm. I mean, and some of those turrets used to damn well stick. But it was more instruction work, as much as anything.
How long was the course?
The course, well, it was 4 weeks.
So was this longer than the course you had done when you had been trained?
Yes.
Yeah.
It would, you know, it was about a standard thing throughout. Mm. If you're a bit thick like I was, you probably did another week or something like that. No, it was all just about standard.
Mm. And when you were adjutant, what were the duties of the adjutant?
Oh, I did a lot of things. I got myself into trouble too. Well, anything that the assistant, that the adjutant himself, who I knew, by the way, was from the same squadron, a fellow named Jodrell. We also had a Irish CO who liked, probably twice a week, he'd ring through and say, you ready for your lunch, Johnson? So, yes, sir, right. And Gary would come up, he'd get in it, and we'd get in it, and he'd drive all the way to Bridlington and call at every pub on the way and call on the way back. So we used to enjoy ourselves. Mm. We were looking after, I had eventually to look after 90 odd SS prisoners of war.
Oh.
Which came from Canada, and I had them there, and it was my responsibility.
What impression did you get of them?
What?
What impression did you get of them?
Impression?
Yes. What were they like?
They were all right. They were very... they were genius, really. One chap, he made a beautiful table, something like this, out of little pieces of wood that he collected. No, they were quite well behaved. They were all right. We just fed them and kept them behind... Well, and they gave them exercise, marching and anything like that. They weren't mamby-pambied. We had to be pretty severe with them. But I think they'd had enough in Canada to put them straight. But I didn't have them for long because I was demobbed from there and finished.
But what did you do as assistant adjutant? What was your work then, day to day?
Well. A great deal of the work was really complaints about the behaviour. We had chappies at that stage in the war were anxious to go home because they knew it was all finished. and we used to have to look after. I had a lot of incidents of chappies not going home, although they'd been given the pass and so forth to go home and see their wives. They weren't going to see wives, they were going to see girlfriends in York. And we had a lot of problems on that. I had a problem with two...